Tuesday, the 24th of December. It's 6:21 PM. Just got home and I felt compelled to just record this because it's just so much to unpack here. It's very, very fresh and I don't want to lose any details, you know. Writing it down just won't do. So much to say. I can't believe what just happened. I cannot fucking believe what just happened. It feels like a dream. I'm insanely turned on. I'm reeling. I'm literally reeling by what just happened, and I'm very confused in a good way, and just my mind is blown. I don't think I'm in the right headspace to record this right now. You know what? I'm absolutely fucking freezing. I'm gonna go and make a cup of tea, put my electric blanket on. I'm going to hit pause and I'm going to just collect my thoughts and record this again in a second. I'm going to hit pause actually, not record again. I'm going to hit pause and come back. Okay. That's better. I had a cup of tea, put the heating on, and I'm under my electric blanket right now. It feels so much better. I've got my vibrator out as well because I just cannot stop thinking about this. I need to get all the details down right now. I just know the longer that goes on, I'll just forget what happened, okay? Alright, so I'm back for a few days for Christmas. Charlotte and I decided to go for a lovely walk and have a chat. It's so nice to be able to chat to her in person, you know. You can just talk so much better when you're like in person, and you know, and see each other's eyes and stuff, and you know, it was great. The thing is though, Emmanuel said he wanted to come along too, and I was like, yeah, sure, even though I didn't mean it, because I wanted to talk to Charlotte on my own. I was like, yeah, fine. But, you know, he's a laugh. I like him, obviously. Like, I fancied him for years. So, any chance to have, like, time with him, I'm glad for. But I really didn't want to talk to Charlotte on my own. Anyway, whatever. So, we're all bundled up. It's absolutely freezing. I mean, literally freezing. It's probably below zero. But it's nice, you know, we've got all bundled up, got our coats on and gloves and hats and stuff, and it's lovely. Manny's kind of like hanging behind, so Charlotte and I still get to talk, but we can't like talk completely freely. Like, I want to talk to him about my exploits trying to find a fuck buddy. but yeah, we'll have another opportunity, I'm sure. I'm here for a few more days. And then I basically step over a frozen pond or a puddle or whatever. It was only like up to my knees, but I was absolutely soaked up to my knees, like all my clothes, my shoes. We were maybe 2 or 3 miles away from the car. My teeth started chattering. Like, I continued to walk, but I was just, like, absolutely fucking freezing. Like, I just got cold to the bone, you know? So we decide to head back to the car, and I'm just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I'm so, so, so fucking cold. And Manny actually has this, this emergency pack with him, when he goes out hiking. Thank fuck. So he had the thermos of coffee, so I had some of that to warm up. That didn't work. He swapped his clothes with me, like his top half of his clothes, but that didn't work. So then he gets out this teeny tiny little sleeping bag, and he says that Charlotte and I need to get inside to share our body warmth. Like, we need to strip off and get in. But Charlotte isn't up for it. And also she makes a very good point that we're both like so small, I don't really think that she's got much body heat. So Manny and I get in. He tells me to take off as much clothes as I feel comfortable with. I go down to my bra and my knickers. Obviously he and Charlotte have their backs turned, they can't see me. And Charlotte says that she's going to try and build a fire, bless her. That actually made me laugh. But by then I was seriously like going into hypothermia, I reckon. And my tooth just couldn't stop chattering. So I get in first and he gets in next, and basically he zips it up as far as he can, so there's no air getting in. It's just our body heat conserved. And it's just us two. Charlotte is off trying to find firewood. We can hear her rustling around, but she's not immediately around us. And Manny starts rubbing my skin. And it's completely in a non-sexual way, by the way. He's not taking advantage of this. There's absolutely no sexual element whatsoever. He is literally trying to save my life, because I was seriously probably going into hypothermia. So he starts rubbing me, concentrating on my lower half, because that's where I got soaked in this ice cold water. He wraps his leg around me. It's so warm. He's just wearing underpants, by the way. His body is so warm. And this little sleeping bag that he has, it's thin, but I don't know what material it's made of, but really conserved our body heat. I can clearly feel his dick. Not hardness, it was not the warmth against my bum. He is so much warmer than the rest of him. He's not hard as far as I can tell. And that's the furthest thing from my mind, because I'm insanely cold. So his hands are all over me, rubbing the skin up. I can feel his hot breath along the back of my neck. Eventually, I warm up. And as I defrost, I feel different. Turn on. Here I am. Back home for a few days. In this little thin sleeping bag. In the woods. Almost naked. With my friend's brother, who I fancied for years. And he's rubbing me, and his hot breath is on the back of my neck, and all of a sudden I'm turned on. It was like a switch had been turned on. Like I just came out of nowhere. I felt this twang in my pussy, you know? Like, I don't know. Maybe guys who get an erection, and I think it must be like that, maybe. Just an immediate, like, you know? And all of a sudden, switched on. All of a sudden, I'm warm. I'm comfortable. I'm feeling incredibly, incredibly safe. Protected. He's so strong. So muscly. I feel like a little girl in his arms. And not in that way. I mean, like, I feel small, if you know what I mean. He's so tall and broad and muscly. The thing is, I'm tall and I'm overweight, so to feel small in someone's arms is incredible for someone who's usually so bigger, you know? I'm getting sidetracked. This is turning me on so much. I'm getting really, really lost in it. I must concentrate and record all these details because I know I'm going to forget. Something changes in him. The vibe just changes, you know. I can feel his pulse very, very, very clearly. It changes, it becomes so, so strong. I can feel it on my back, his pulse. His breathing changes, becomes quicker, it's ragged, it's irregular. And then I notice the hardness. Oh my God. I don't think I can talk about this. I'm going to turn the vibrator off. So, I notice he has it hard on. I desperately want to touch my pussy. Or even better, to take his hand and put it there. this so bad, but I just can't. So instead, I move my hips just a tiny, tiny little bit. Do you know what he does in response? He gasps. He literally gasps like this. Like that. I freeze. So does he. He pulls me in tighter. And then fucking Charlotte comes back. Fuck's sakes. She's got all this wood and she sets about trying to make a fire. She never succeeds, but God bless her, she tries. So there's me and Manny, kind of frozen. He's hard. Absolutely no denying it. And just as I'd always suspected, he's hung. He's blessed. He's packing. So I only felt it. I didn't touch it. I didn't see it. Which is a real shame because, well, I bet it's beautiful. Charlotte's about rubbish with distances. She's a few paces away. I tell her that I'm still cold, but I'm getting much warmer because of Manny's body heat. Move my hips again. And it's like this little growl, like like that. Like a grunt, actually. It's more like a growl. Hands are cupping my breasts. When he does this grunt, he squeezes them involuntarily and pulls me into his body. I can tell you right now, absolute confidence. It was the hottest sexual experience ever had in my entire fucking life. A few minutes in a special hiking thermal. Sleeping bag. No penetration involved. No talking. Just that. I have never, ever known myself to get so wet. I could feel it dripping out of me. Like, I could feel it, you know, oozing out of me. Like, it wasn't an ejaculation, but just like a slow-moving river. Yeah, that's it, a slow-moving river, very slow-moving. Yeah, leaking. So, all was good. Enjoying it very much. I didn't want it to end. I start grinding on him and he grinds back. Oh my god. And then it was like, yeah, we both know what's up here. We both know what's going on. I take his hand and I hold it. Clear my hair out of the way as an indication that I wanted to kiss my neck. And he does it. He does it. He knows what I want. He knows why I did that. And he kisses it. Then he whispered into my ear, "We need to stop." I freeze. I don't know what to say. I don't want to stop. Whispers again, "You're turning me on too much." I want to say something back to him, but Charlotte comes over. She is absolutely hopeless. She can't start a fire. I snap back. I try and forget his erection pushing into my bum. Then I tell her, "There's no more about it. Don't worry about it. Really not necessary to have a fire anymore. I'm really, really nice and comfortable and warm now. Thank you so much, Manny. Oh my God, thank goodness you had this sleeping bag. Blah, 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 blah." Charlotte goes to pack up the stuff. She's very relieved that I'm okay. She was very worried about me and my teeth wouldn't stop chattering. Me and Manny are sort of alone again. I desperately want to say something to him. I want to say to him, "Don't stop." I want to say to him, "Make me come." I want to say to him, "Touch me, please, please." I want to say to him, "May I touch you?" I want to say, "Can I jerk you off?" He's not lying. A long time passes. He wants to say something, but he can't bring himself to. Instead, he pulls my hips into his bulging erection, and he wiggles his hips and moves them in a circle. I'm thinking to myself, "Oh my God, is he gonna come?" No, I think he just desperately wanted to do that because he knows that it's about to stop. My nipples are hard. He plays with them. It feels like they're connected directly to my clit. My pussy is going absolutely fucking mental. It's all I can do not to take my fingers down there and play with myself. I know that Charlotte is nearby. I know that we're leaving soon. I know there's no time. Oh my God, in the moment. The hottest thing I've ever, ever, ever done. The sexiest thing I've ever experienced. Oh God. It's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. He's cupping my breasts, playing with my nipples. He's got his massive hard-on pressed into me, both grinding against each other. Oh God, so hard. It has to end, and he breaks it off first. He kisses my cheek, and he says, "Make me feel better." That's it. Too stunned to speak for a bit. I say something like, "Yes," I can't remember the words I used. Then he quickly jumps out and puts his clothes on before he gets cold. Then I jump out and put my clothes on. We hike back to the car. I'm feeling really, really not warm, but much, much better than I was. Can't wait to get off my wet clothes. And the whole time in the car, looking at him in the rearview mirror. Trying to decipher his facial expression. He was just too busy concentrating on driving. So he and Charlotte dropped me off, and now we're up to date. I just can't believe that happened. It feels like a dream. I can't believe it. It's like something out of a sexy novel, like a scenario, you know? Except ours didn't end properly. Charlotte hadn't been there, I would have fucked him in that little sleeping bag. Oh, with no protection. I would have fucked him in that position that we were in, where he was the big spoon. He is very, very well endowed. That position would have been absolutely perfect. I know he would have been able to reach just fine. I'd have thrust my hips back and forth, taking his cock inside. I'd have asked him to cut my breasts and play with my nipples at the same time. Wanking to the memory of this for my entire life. I fancied him for years. I don't even know if he's single, you know. Fantasizing about fucking Manny. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I think there's someone in the house I can hear. I can't. It might be the dog. I can't take the risk. I don't want to be loud. But if someone hears me, I'll be so mortified. I'm gonna see him. I'm gonna go round. I'm just gonna say thank you for saving my life, that's all. I'm just gonna go round to say thank you. And I'm gonna see what happens. Oh god. I think he wants to fuck me. Oh god, I hope he wants to fuck me. I'm gonna fuck his brains out. I'm gonna fuck you hard. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. Make me come. Make me come. Make me come. Please. Please, please, please. Please, please, please. I'm so glad I recorded this. Because it was the most dramatic thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life. I just wanted to record all the details in. I've also captured the sound of me coming. Oh, and I love listening to this back. I love the sounds I make when I come. Many. Oh God. I just wanna have the bravery to come over. I don't think I will. Wait, I know. I'll make you some biscuits. Some Christmas biscuits to say thank you. Perfect. Yes, I'm going to make you some Christmas biscuits, say thank you. I'm going to just quickly pop over on my way to Charlotte's, and I'm going to say thank you so much for saving my life. I'm so grateful you brought that sleeping bag with you. I've made you these bickies to say thank you. And then we'll see what happens. You'd better invite me in. You better make a pass at me. Oh my God. I could just lay here forever. Just remembering what happened to me today and enjoying the afterglow of this incredible orgasm I just had. It's Christmas Eve. I've got so much to do. I didn't wrap any of my presents. I just bung them in my suitcase, as usual. I think I'm going to be wanking to this memory for a really long time. Right, oh, I could so easily drift off to sleep right now. I'm gonna get cracking on making those biscuits. Oh my God, I'm so excited. And I'm so nervous. I'm probably gonna bottle it. I'm probably not actually gonna do this. I mean, he's probably not single anyway. He's fucking fit as a fuck. Yeah, I bet he's got a girlfriend. No, I'll still take him the bickies. You know, there's nothing dodgy about that. He won't, even if he doesn't want me, even if he's not single, he'll appreciate them. Okay, so I'm gonna, oh, that's the door. Right, I'm going. Thank you.
help.
In the eyes. Kiss me again. Do you know how long I've fancied you for? Six fucking years. I'm so glad you felt the same. Why didn't you ever say anything? Why didn't you ever do anything? God. Imagine the fun we could have been having all this time. Under her nose, of course. Just pump slowly into me so I can touch myself, okay? I want you to spin me just like you did in that sleeping bag. Please be quiet. I think there's someone in the house. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna come. Oh God. Oh my God, I'm coming. Manny, cut my breast just like you did earlier. At the same time as you. Are you close? I don't care. I don't care if it's so soon. I'm not going anywhere at you. We can have a shower together and then go for round two in a bit. Manny. Manny. Get your finger wet by dipping it inside me. And then play with my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, you're good at this. Fuck. Wait. 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 Are you single? Oh, thank fuck. Sorry, I didn't know. I wanted to check. Ah. Of course I wouldn't have stopped. I just feel so much more comfortable about it now. That's it. Do exactly that. And in the next 2 minutes, I guarantee you I'm gonna come if you just keep doing that. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I feel so protected in your big arms. Oh, I wanted to fuck you so bad in that sleeping bag. Oh, God, I wish you'd known that. I thought you knew. I thought it was really obvious. Oh. Oh. Trembles of desire, I promise you. If I tell you when I'm about to come, when I'm past the point of no return, is that going to be enough for you? Ah, good boy. Don't you dare stop and say that I'm turning you on too much. Jesus Christ, that was the most frustrating thing I've ever experienced, as well as the most erotic. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare tease me. What the fuck? I was not teasing you. Oh, when I wiggled my hips. Yeah, I guess I deserved that then. I'm sorry. You fucking loved it though, didn't you? Don't pull out. Come inside me. Fill me up. Breed me. Don't pull out. Please don't pull out. Please. Yes. 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 I'm gonna come. Are you ready? 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 Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh! Yes! 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 Oh! Yes! Mine too. Oh. Put your hand on my chest and feel it. Oh. 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 Stay inside me. Stay in this position. Hold me. Oh. Do you know how many times I've dreamed about fucking you? Mm. Mm.
Really? Really? You have no idea how many times I've come while I'm playing with myself. Oh. Oh. Aftershock. No idea how many times I've come while thinking about you and dreaming about feeling you inside me. And now, here we are. It's okay, you can fall asleep. Oh, I'm falling asleep too. I want you to drift off while you're still inside me. And I want you to wake up hard and then fuck me all over again, okay? Listen, just quickly. I'm only here for another 3 days, okay? No. It's not going to be possible. We live way too far apart from each other. But for the next 3 days. Good. Next time, I want you to bring your sleeping bag, okay? I want us to go into the garden, and I want us to recreate this afternoon. Set without me falling in a fucking puddle and getting soaked to the bone. Yes. We'll do it once darkness has fallen. We'll go to the very bottom of the garden. No one will see us. Okay, Manny. Oh, that's it. Drift off. Drift off with your dick sitting inside me. And your cum. And my cum.